And so to the story of the 600-pound horse. It may be snow-capped in Roscommon, Mayo this morning, but I gather where we're heading now might be somewhat warmer. Let's link up with Kevin Crean, who is in the United Arab Emirates. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Morning, Alan. How are you?
And grand, Kevin. You have a cause for celebration that we'll get onto in a second, but as we speak this morning, just remind the listeners where you are.
I'm actually in Abu Dhabi, Alan. I'm a primary school teacher here in Abu Dhabi.
Right. And how long are you over there, Kevin?
This is my third year here. So I left Glen National School 3 years ago, and I've been teaching here ever since.
And why did you decide to go, apart from the sunshine? Make us all jealous. What sort of temperatures have you got over there at the moment?
It's a little bit hot at the minute. During the day, it's about 35 degrees. My skin doesn't really match with it, but... it's a nice place to live. Good fun at the weekends, and myself and Megan said we'd do something different and we'd go away for a few years.
Right, so Megan is your partner, take it, and the two, is she a primary teacher as well?
Yep, she is. Yep, she was teaching in the Fight National School before she left, and she's from Wexford Town.
So no regrets?
No, we actually met in the Light Opera Society in Wexford about 5 years ago. Right. And no regrets ever since. My fiance Megan O'Connor is her name.
Right, okay. And the two of you decided to try pastures new, to head over to Abu Dhabi, and it's been 3 years. And have you got home within that 3 years, Kevin?
It's been a little bit difficult lately because of COVID, but for the first year we got home at Christmas and home in the summertime. We actually went to visit my brother Liam in Australia for the Christmas after, and since then we actually haven't been home because of COVID. Which makes it a little bit difficult. We'd love to be there, you know, with our family, but it's hard at this time, but yeah.
Well, now, despite the fact that you're over there, you are celebrating incredible success with the 600-euro horse. I'd love to find out more. What happened? And tell me about this horse, Kevin.
Yeah, well, I met a friend over here called Colin McHugh, and he was interested in getting involved in Shark Hanlon's yard in Kilkenny. So I was with him one day and I said, yes, I'll come along. So we needed some more people to get involved. So my good friend at home, Carl Sutton from Blackwater, his dad, Vincent, was a racing fanatic. So I rang Carl and he jumped at the offer. So we got one more fella from Abu Dhabi to get involved. And then Shark is involved in the horse as well. So there's five of us involved. We own a 20% stake each, and Shark went to the Ascot sales in 2019 November, and we had, I'd say, a purse of about 10,000 between us, but for some reason there was no reserve on the horse, and Sky Ace was bought thankfully for about £600 on the day. So we couldn't believe our luck. Myself and Cahill were actually at a concert at the time, and Cahill thought that it was, there was something wrong. Did she have three legs or whatever? But she was perfect. So we got her for £600, and it's been a great purchase.
So where did she go training then? Remind us where you sent her to be trained.
Yeah, so she goes to John Hanlon's yard in Kilkenny.
Right.
So she's not too far away for us if we ever want to go and visit.
So then she actually ran in Fairy House over the weekend on Sunday, and she won.
Yeah, she ran in a Grade 1 Mayor's final, which is, a huge race definitely for such a cheap purchase, but a huge race in general. It was a fantastic day, great celebrations, and she's been unbelievable since we've got her. So we've had some great days. She ran in Tipperary first in her first race back last summer, and Shark told us she was 50% fit and that she had no chance, basically. So we didn't back her, we didn't do anything. I was actually just got engaged the day before. We were sitting in a cafe watching the race, and to our surprisement, she came up in front on the day, and we couldn't believe it. So we were kind of giving out to Shark at the time, saying, how you didn't tell us? She was 8-1, we could have backed her. He was saying, well, look, you have a good horse now, so don't be complaining. And, we haven't looked back since.
Well, look, I know you'd like to take this opportunity to say hello to everyone back here, so fire away to Megan's people and to your own people as well. Who would you like to say hello to on this morning, on this great winning morning for you, Kevin?
Yeah, first I'd like to say hello to my two grandmothers, Annie Breen and Nana Crane. They've been blessing her every day she goes to run, and with holy water and in her prayers, so thanks to them. I'd like to say hello to everyone in Glen National School in the Fight. I'd like to say hello to Megan's family, Benny and Holly, and my family at home in Killorn, and especially then my little nephews and nieces, Bill, Ollie, Celine May, and Elle.
Look, this has been a marvellous start to the Tuesday edition of the Morning Mix. Wish you well. Does it make you pang for home a little bit when you hear all this going on? Would you like to be back here, even though you're enjoying the sunshine in Abu Dhabi?
Alan, I'd love to be home. Love to be able to go to the races and love to be, you know, there with my family for it. But yeah, I suppose with the times, we can't be doing that. But we're just getting lucky to, you know, give a bit of excitement to everyone at home with the horse. So it's great.
To you and Megan, stay well, Kevin, and we talk to you soon. And finally, when is the horse likely to be out again? Do you know?
Hopefully, Alan, if she comes out of this race, okay, hopefully she'll run in about 4 weeks' time at the Punchdown Festival. So
we look out for Sky Race.
Festival of the year. So
the 600.
Look out for Sky Ace.
The 600-pound horse. Well done.
Thank you, Alan.